Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone. This is Stoney, and happy Thursday to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And the topic today is your house in order? Now, saying that, what made me think about that? I was scrolling through Facebook, social media, and I saw a post where someone said in 2018, we're going to not have GoFundMe, but life insurance. So how many as men or women who are listening today have life insurance? Or is it something that you think about that is or is not imperative to have? My mother, God rest her soul, was very, very big on that. And I never could understand why until I started to see, people around me die and not have life insurance. This is what happens when you die and you do not have your house in order. Your family has to go to the county normally to ask them to bury you, or the GoFundMe, or begging people for money, asking them for things. So how important is having your house in order and having those things together so that when you do leave the earth, that the person that is responsible for you, everything goes away? Now, most of us will take the time and buy rims for our cars, new hair weaves, clothing, name brand shoes, all of those things, but will not take the time to purchase a life insurance policy or take money and put it to the side to invest. Now, if you're working for a major company, usually when you're working for companies and you fill out the paperwork, they'll offer you, the company itself, depends on who you work for, will have a burial plan for their employees. So if you're working for them and something happens to you, then that company will bury you. Then they also offer you a life insurance packet through either Aflac or any other major company, and they're in increments. And they'll ask you, hey, fill this form out, something simple, who you want your beneficiary to be. And some of you guys may not know who a beneficiary is. That is someone who you would designate to make decisions for you or leave a certain dollar amount of that insurance policy to if something happens to you. There are so many people who are unaware of how important it is to have and to put aside money every month for that purpose only. One thing for sure, you're going to die. That is for sure. We are all going to die. But is your house in order so that when you do, when God does call you home, you have what it takes to be able to make that transition smoothly, and then for your family, they can take care of the things for you? Designating a beneficiary is something no one wants to do, because at that time when you're filling out that paperwork, that is when the thought process comes to your mind. Is this person going to honor my wishes? Are they going to put that dress on or that suit on that I want? Are they going to spend my money in accordance to the way I want them to? So when you are thinking of that moment, then you are thinking of that one person that when you go, and if they are here, they will take care of your last remains and your wishes the way you want to be. No one truly think about that. We get up in the morning, we go about our day, and we absolutely think that this evening is promised to us, not knowing that we could be in a car accident or we could have a stroke. The unfortunate thing could happen to us, and that person, our loved one, the one that we care about so much, is obligated to take our remains, and it is upon them, because they love us, to make sure that we are put away properly. And that's just out of love and respect. But do you love yourself enough to invest a portion of your income? And if you are working for a major company, do you love yourself enough to go and follow up with human resources and make sure that the information on your insurance packet is correct? Or to even make sure that when they offer you their plan or those plans that you have accepted, that you have elected to have an additional policy. So if you have not done so, and it's too late to enroll through your employer, there are so many major companies that you can pick up the phone right now, and for $25, depends on your age and your health or whatever the case may be, $30 a month and more, you can take out a life insurance policy, a term life, and or an accidental. And you want to have, and some people do not understand that certain insurance policies pay differently. And this is something that happened when my mother died. My mother had a life insurance policy for us, but during her later years, she decided to take out another, what she thought was a life insurance policy, but she had elected to, according to the insurance company, she had elected a accidental policy. So saying that, if you do not read your paperwork, if you do not follow through and look over what you have so-called elected to pay for, when you die, your beneficiary, if you had taken out a life insurance policy, I'm sorry, if you had taken out an accidental death policy and you die of natural causes, then your beneficiary is not going to get any money because you were signed up for only an accidental death policy as opposed to a life insurance policy. So you want to be very clear when signing these type of documents and when reviewing them. If you do not understand what you are signing and what you are preparing for your loved one, then get you a get another party to look over the documents, to read the documents, so that so that you'll things will be in order for you. It is very, very imperative that you have some type of life insurance, because if you do not have life insurance, then that leaves the county to bury you. And when the county buries you, they give you a pine box. And when I say a pine box, it's a small wooden box. You're not allowed to pick out a casket. This is a pine box that a prisoner has made, and then they put your body in there and give you a county grave. No one wants to be in an unmarked grave and in a pine box, especially if you have worked hard your entire life. So something simple as making sure that you have a life insurance policy to leave for your family, or to make sure that you at least have a nice funeral, memorial service. I think it solely relies upon you as an individual and not your family members. Another thing, if you choose not to have a life insurance policy, the funeral homes today have prepaid arrangements. So if you don't want to leave behind $300,000, $250,000 to someone that you feel that you can trust or cannot trust to make sure that you are in the ground, then go to a funeral home. Look at their plans and look at what they have. Select your service. Go ahead and prearrange your service. And once you have done all of those things, from picking the song that you want, for who you want to sing it, the preacher, the color of the casket, how many limos you may need, what color flowers, and you have made those payments, you can also pay for your burial plot. Yes, you can do those things. You can put your house in order so that if you drop dead today, you have done what you need to do to make sure that you and your remains are okay. I know this may be something that no one wants to talk about, but it is such a serious topic in, I would say, the African American community, because we will get on Facebook and be dressed to the nines and the tens with our loafers on, our Gucci bags. Yeah, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. And will not have invested $1 into a pension plan or and invested our money for retirement or 401k. But we sharp now. We look good. Wig right, toenails polished. Light bill about to be disconnected, car about to be repossessed, no life insurance, credit score is horrible. If you can add all of your numbers up on your credit score and they equal the number 14, then you're in trouble. So all I'm saying to you is you need to get your house in order. Start to understand what's relevant in your life, what you should be doing, what investments you should be making. Because one day, you're not going to get up and be able to work as a mechanic or a bus driver, because you're going to be up in age. You're going to be an elderly individual. So therefore, you need to prepare for some type of retirement where you are able to have a nest egg. So I challenge you this year to save at least 10%, 15% of your paycheck. And if you are an independent contractor, pay yourself. Invest in yourself. This is what I do. I make sure that my life insurance money come out of my, off my card, because I don't work for anybody. So my investments through Smith and Barney, and you can Google these things. If you're looking for an investor, you have A&G, Smith and Barney, Merrill Lynch. These are companies that will help you via your savings account, checking account, invest some sort of your income. If you're an independent contractor, you have it where you can also elect to sign for the money for your insurance to come out of your check as if you were working a job. That way you know that you have those things as if you were working a 9-to-5. And when you get your life insurance policy, leave it in your nightstand on top. So if something happens to you, you have your house in order. That way, no one has to go looking through everything, tearing it. Well, they're going to eventually go through everything, but the things that they need to get things started for you so that you can rest in the ground or however you want to go. And go through the process of life in a respectful and loving manner. You need to get your house in order. You need to prioritize your life. Do what's important and not what's not important. Because wearing the latest sneakers is not important. It's not important. Riding the latest car, it's not important. Everybody always say, well, why do you drive that little bitty car? It gets me to the same exact place as your nice big old car. And it has nice features. I have OnStar. I have hotspot, satellite radio, air condition, heat. Don't you hear me on the phone? So, all of those things are irrelevant to me, but what's important to me is that I'm able to take some of my income and invest it for myself. I am still able to buy myself a nice blouse, and I can't understand when people need to wear name brand. I am the brand, so I don't need to wear anything that has anyone's name on it. I don't. Because I am the brand. So I challenge you to get your house in order, to make the necessary changes where your family, especially if you have children, that you do not leave them here without an inheritance. The Bible says to leave your children an inheritance. It is not your children's responsibility to go around standing on corners, begging for people, telling them how awesome you were, to ask them for money, to pick out a casket for you, and not even the casket that they want. They have to pick out something that they can't even afford because you were too selfish to take the time to put away $40 a month to make sure that they can have the comfort of knowing that your remains are okay. Prioritize your life. Change the way you think. Do what's important. And what is not important needs to be on the back burner. So loving your family enough to make sure they are okay and that you are okay, you have done enough in this lifetime just doing that. And it shows the great love that you have for them. I am 45 years old, and I pray to God that another 55 years would be awesome for me. But if I don't, my house is in order, and my children will not have to ask a person for time. They will be able to stand and celebrate my life and honor my wishes and put the remainder of the funds in their pocket and be able to live with my memory, knowing that I had worked hard and that I had given them the gift of love and that I had left them the last gift that I could, even as a woman with my income, I was still able to leave them something along with the memories. It is one thing to be able to bury your family and have and can't even grieve properly because you're so busy begging and asking people to help you. So today, pick up that phone, call one of those agents and say, hey, can you please tell me how much it is for a term life and a whole life policy? And I would like to also know about an accidental death in case I'm in a car accident or whatever the case may be. And some of those policies have both that are the terms are in there. So you may purchase a term life that has a clause that if you're in an accident, it pays that amount of money on life support for about 180 days. So there are so many decisions to make for yourself that you may not want anyone to make for you. So if you know that you don't want to be placed on life support for 179 days, then you need to write a living will, meaning put your house in order and say, hey, if something happens to me, leave me only on life support for 30 days and then take me off. Don't let me suffer. But some people do not want to think about those things, so they don't place those things together. So they leave the family making these decisions for them. If a person can make good decisions for themselves, do you really want them making medical decisions for you while you're laying up in the hospital and your leg is halfway hanging off? You can barely breathe. Your eye is hanging out of its socket. So if you know how you are as an individual and you do not want to have to suffer, then you need to get with an attorney or a paralegal, write those things, and place them where, when that time comes, someone can take care of what you need. And if you know you want to be buried out by the tree, out near South Lake or wherever the cemetery is, then you need to make sure that either you write that down or you go over to the cemetery itself and pre-purchase you a tombstone, a lot, rather singular or plural, for you, yourself, or you and your spouse, or you and your significant other, so that when that time comes, someone can just look in the drawer and say, well, Johnny wants to be buried out by the tree, and he's already purchased a lot, so all we got to do is just contact the funeral home, contact the cemetery, and bam, there it is. And then that leaves the rest of the time for someone to focus on the goodness of the things that you have done while you have lived. So, I know this is a discussion that some people just wasn't ready for. But hey, you're listening to Stoney's Radio. And here, we're talking about changing your lifestyle. Changing your lifestyle so that you can live the rest of your life with sunshine and make it a beautiful life. So, that's going to be it for me today, guys. I have things I have to do. I hope that you enjoyed this segment, and I hope that it has given you something to think about. Get your house in order. Get your mind right. Shift some things around. Prioritize. The right way is the only way. Until tomorrow, I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you are in a positive mind. And I pray that each decision that you make affects you in a positive manner, because what you do affects the people around you. All right? And until tomorrow, I send you love and light.